It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? In the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 22, beautiful, beautiful message that we have here in this 22nd chapter is all the Word of God that we find to be. But please join us today as we study the chapter of Genesis 22, Genesis 22, verse 1 is where we're going to begin. As I'm turning to that, and as you're turning to that, please, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois. We're at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And so if those two items would interest you in either to contact us on the website or to write to us, that would be just fine. I'd love to hear from you. And now let's begin to read God's Word, Genesis chapter 22, beginning to read with verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering up on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offerings, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it up on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father, and he says, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven a second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt in Beersheba. Let's begin with prayer after reading God's Word. Father, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your precious Word. We love it. We love enjoying the study of it. We love your leadership as the Spirit of God, as your Spirit teaches us your way. Please, Lord, that you'll continue to guide and lead us as we enjoy this study. It's wonderful, Lord. It's exciting, Lord. So please, now that you open our hearts and our minds up to your way and will, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look now at the at these verses, we begin once again as we come the time, the life of Abraham is beginning to be in its fullest spiritually right here. We have so many things going on, and as we look back into the opportunity here of Abimelech and the situation with Abimelech and how that they have resolved the problem with the well, and they have kind of made a pact between themselves, and all these things have been going on, the birth of Isaac, the weaning of Isaac, the party that they threw for Isaac, the problem with Isaac and Ishmael and Sarah and Hagar. We have talked about all those things. Each time there, we find that Abraham begins and walks a little closer unto the Lord each time. And, you know, as we walk through our trials and our tribulations in this life, it is grooming us and making us to be more like the Lord Jesus. Also, it is preparing us for tomorrow. The Lord Jesus, as a believer, God knows what is to come tomorrow. I have no idea what's going to come tomorrow, but He does. And so He prepares us today for tomorrow. And so we need to look at those conflicts and those things that we run into, and we need to realize that it is a testing time, a training time. Sometimes those testing and training times we desperately fail. Other times we are very successful in doing the Lord's will by His power and strength. No matter which way we go, it is a training time for us. It could be a chastising time for us. But whatever it might be, we are growing and walking closer to the Lord Jesus each and every day. Well, Abraham had that same walk. Abraham had that same growth. And we find him now at chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things, after all these growing times and all these testing times as they have passed, and it came to pass after these things, verse 1, that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, tempt, he tested him. We need to look here at this beautiful picture. And what a test this was. Abraham, he said, behold, here am I. Now listen to that. The call went to Abraham from the angel of the Lord, which is actually the Lord Jesus Christ, the pre-incarnate Christ. And he said, Abraham. And isn't it wonderful that Abraham at this time was so close to the Lord that he heard him. He heard him. He says, behold, here am I. And then he had something to say. And it was something that was very, very difficult for Abraham to listen to and to carry out. He said in verse 2 here, he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. You love Isaac with all your heart. Whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Now, to begin with, look at what the Lord is asking Abraham to do. He is asking Abraham to take his son, his only son. He even refers to that here as we look at this verse in verse 2 there, the middle of it. Take now thy son, thine only son. Confirms that this is the seed. He has had the promise from the Lord. He had the promise when he left Ur of Chaldees. That promise has been repeated many times in Abraham's life. And now, once again, he is called upon, and yet the promise of the multitudes, it's going to be as the sand of the seashore. It's your seed, your family is going to be so large. You look at the stars in the sky, count them. That's going to be equal to what your family, the number of your family. That's how great and how strong and how mighty. And it even, you know, it says very clearly some of the places and the positions that you are going to hold because of you, Abraham. Now, Abraham, and he calls him, he says, behold, here am I. And then he has these words to say. Now, listen to this. take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Now, as we look at this location is getting very close to Calvary. It's getting very close to Golgotha. We have no idea to know whether it was the same place where Jesus Christ was crucified, but we know it was in the region. We know it was in the area. Where was Abraham at this time? Where did we leave Abraham? Didn't we leave him back in Beersheba? Yes, we did. And Beersheba planted a grove, and Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. He stayed down there, and here the word of the Lord calls upon him. There was peace in Abraham's family, and here comes the time of testing. And when he called, Abraham said, "Behold, here am I." Now, is it important that we get the whole message? Is it important that we listen so carefully unto the Lord and not miss even one part of it? Now, look how important it is to follow God's word. He said, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, get thee into the land of Moriah, offer him there for a burnt offering up on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Oh my! Can you imagine that? This promised son. Hey, Ishmael's gone. The promised son, his only son, he is told to take to a given place, go up to Moriah, and I will show you exactly where I want you to offer up your son as a burnt offering. Think about that. What did Abraham do? Abraham rose up early in the morning. He saddled his ass. He took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. He clave the wood for the burnt offering, and he rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. What did the Lord tell him? Let's go up to verse 2. "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering up on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Abraham rose up early in the morning. He saddled his ass. He took two young men with him and Isaac his son. He took the wood for the burnt offering, and he rose up. He went immediately upon the command of God. He left early in the morning, and he went unto the place which God had told him. How many days did he travel? How many days did Abraham travel before he lifted up his eyes and he saw the place? God has shown him. He's shown him in his mind, in his heart. He knew exactly where to go. And as he showed him that place, how many days did he travel? He traveled 3 days. 3 days. He lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, "Abide ye here with the asses, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again unto you." Now, look what he's saying. God is telling him to offer his son. And yet in verse 5, Abraham said unto his young men, "Abide ye here with the asses, I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come unto you again." It seems as though that he had all the plans in the world of Isaac coming back down with him, didn't he? Wait a minute, he's supposed to offer him up as a burnt offering up here in the second verse. Is Abraham not going to follow the Lord's will? Because he said, "Whom thou lovest, and get thee, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering." How can he come back down? But it seems like that, you know, the lad and I are going to go worship, then we will come back. He doesn't say, "I will come back." It just says that we're going to return, and it has the thought that he knew Isaac was going to be with him. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he knew that Isaac was going to be put to death. How can that be? Isaac is the eternal seed. He's the one that's going to continue and go all the way to Jesus Christ. Okay, now let's see what's happened here in verse 5. We have the command in verse 3, Abraham rose up early in the morning. He went immediately, took everything that he needed, just as if he was going to go for a burnt offering. He was going to worship. They traveled 3 days. He lifted up his eyes and knew the place. Abraham said unto his young man, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again unto you. Now listen to verse 6. Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Isaac had a question for his dad. Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? You see, Abraham and Isaac was very familiar with this burnt offering. But there was a part that was missing, and that was the lamb. We always offer a lamb up for a burnt offering. Father Abraham, Dad, where's the burnt offering? What does Abraham have to say? He answered his son. Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. They came to the place which God had told him of. Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Look at what's taking place here. We begin with verse 2, verse 1, and he says, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. He listened unto the Lord. Did he listen when the Lord told him what to do? I need you to go to Moriah. I'll show you the exact place. I want you to take everything that you need, and you're going to offer your son Isaac. Abraham immediately rose up. He left immediately with all the goods and two young men with him. 3 days' travel. He lifted up his eyes, and he saw the exact place that the Lord had shown him. Abraham said to the young men, you stay here. And Abraham and Isaac went alone up the mount. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering. He laid it upon Isaac. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they both of them together went up. Isaac had a question for Abraham. Everything was fine until now, but he was missing something. He was missing the lamb for the offering. And Abraham had quite a statement here. He said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went together. They found the place that God had told them of, had good directions. Had good direction because Abraham was following closely, carefully, and clearly. And Abraham built an altar there. I'm sure Isaac helped. They built an altar. And they laid wood in order. And then he bound his son Isaac and laid him on this altar. What was Isaac thinking? Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Look at the obedience of Abraham, but also look at the obedience of Isaac, his son. Now, before we read any further, I would like for you to look at this beautiful picture. And maybe you've seen it many times, and maybe folks have made this. Maybe you have been able to see this, or your pastor has preached on it. And maybe you have not seen this beautiful picture in Genesis chapter 22. You know, we have talked about how there's picture after picture. And some of them are very, very clear, and this is one of them. And we can't miss what God has for us to see here. Because the prophesy of the Son, Jesus Christ, upon the cross, to take place some 1900 years later, we have the most beautiful picture here of all. We're going to begin at the very beginning. Number one, the obedience of Abraham. Abraham, let's place him as God the Father. He said to his son, Isaac, there's a job needs to be done. And the only way it can be done, is if you will pay the price. You're God. And so the son went, obedient, with full obedience. He followed his father's will. We have that here. We have Isaac following his father's will. And it was a plan, and that plan was set forth, and it was followed in every step. There is something that you need to see, too, that 3 days from the time that God told Abraham until they arrived at the place, and he has placed him on the altar, and he's raised the knife up before him to kill him. 3 days have passed. How many days was the Lord Jesus in the grave? He was in the grave 3 days and three nights. Abraham, when he heard the word of the Lord, he knew that he was going to need to kill his son. Now, that doesn't seem right at all. God is not approving of murder in any way, and yet God has asked Abraham to do something that is beyond what any of us as fathers can imagine can be asked of us, and that is to offer our own son. You know, that sounds like a cult. That sounds like the devil. That's what the devil does. He'd do something like this. Well, you see, this was a test. What did the scripture say over here? He's going to tempt. God did tempt Abraham. Abraham, am I the most important in your life? That was the question. Am I more important than your son? Am I more important than anything else? And that was the only way that God could test, could prove, was to put Isaac in such a position. Abraham didn't understand, I'm sure, but he was obedient. And in Abraham's mind, Isaac is already dead. And he knew the promises that God was making him. I will make you a mighty nation, a great nation, and it was going to be through Isaac. It was so clear. So you see, Abraham wasn't concerned, because Abraham knew that God could raise him from the dead. Look at the faith that Abraham has. So you see, they rose up early in the morning. And when that day started, from that time on, in Abraham's mind, Isaac is dead. And the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. Now, you can use whatever thoughts you want. I believe it to be the very same place that Jesus Christ died, where the cross fell into the hole and Jesus Christ was crucified. Because you see, many times a picture is something that's similar, but we are in the region, we're in the area, we have the 3 days travel, we have the mount, we have everything in place. And this is such a beautiful, perfect picture of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Son of God is offered up on Calvary, up on Golgotha, outside the gates of Jerusalem, on that mount, is where Jesus Christ died for our sins. And we have a picture of that right here in this test of Abraham. 3 days. In Abraham's mind, he was dead. Abraham said to the young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you." Do you remember the hours of darkness that fell as Jesus Christ died on the cross? No one could look upon that. The pain, the suffering was so great, and the agony and the pain of Abraham, and the pain and the suffering of Isaac as they went up. Now, Isaac didn't understand, but you think of what's going on here. No one was allowed to look upon this. No one was there. Only the Son of God. Only the Son of God was present. He was watching over what the work was being done. God the Father was watching over. God the Father, remember how Jesus even said that you know, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" Because there was a little period of time, there was a period of time when that sin, that load and that weight of sin that was upon Jesus Christ, that God, they had to be separate. But here, we have Abraham, and we have his son, and we have the 3 days. And as they walk up this mount, and they find that place, and it's very clear that it is the exact place. And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself," verse 9, and they came to the place which God had told him of. There was a place right there, and at the very spot, there was not just a general area, there was a definite place. They're in the area, they're in the region of Golgotha. I believe it to be the same place. We have such a beautiful picture here. We have the 3 days and the 3 nights. We have the offering up of the Son. We have the obedience of the Son. Look to this place. The Son is obedient. He has been obedient from the start. Abraham rose up. He took his son. I'm going to ask you a question. How old is Isaac? How old is Isaac at this time? We've just had his weaning, and there's been a period of time that has lapsed. If you want to glance over to the other chapter 23, we have, and Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. Now, she was 90 when Isaac was born. And that would make Isaac, at chapter 23, 37 years old. How old was Isaac when Abraham was tested? How old was Jesus when he went to the cross for us? He was 33. I believe Isaac to be 33 years old, and he certainly could be. We're not told. But what a beautiful picture. 33 years old. Now, a question I'm going to ask. Abraham was 100 when he gave birth, when Isaac was born to Abraham. Abraham was 100. If Isaac is 33, Abraham is 133 years old. Now, how can a 133-year-old man put a 33-year-old man, bind him and put him on this altar, unless he allowed it? We have such a beautiful picture in the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ went obediently. He followed the will of God, his Father. Isaac was obedient. He followed the will of his Father all the way to the place of death. And we find here, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took up the knife to slay his son. Now, if you know the rest of the story, you'll know what happened. And we're going to begin there next time we come together. We're going to review this, because I've put a lot of things out, and I hope I haven't put so much out that it's confused you, because I want you to see clearly that this is a beautiful picture of Jesus Christ upon Calvary dying for you and for me. You know, that's what you need to do. You need to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. He went obediently to the cross of Calvary. Don't miss that opportunity of salvation through Jesus Christ. Don't place works with it. Just come. It's by grace and grace alone. Please, will you look to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation? We're going to review this and then finish this next time we come together. But as I always do, I have a wonderful question to ask, and that is, what are you going to do about Jesus?